Physiotherapy is such an all-encompassing profession across the age expanse, and we can make such impact in a variety of areas.
I see the physiotherapy industry growing. I see it broadening in its scope. We're going to have to be very flexible and produce physiotherapists who can think on their feet, respond to technology, and be lifelong learners.
For the profession of physiotherapy to meet those sort of pressures and the demands of the health landscape, we need a scientifically pinned and highly trained workforce with an increasing need for a specialised stream within that workforce to also continue to work in the health landscape.
We're looking at the career pathway as being a product or an asset that will actually support physios from the moment they graduate right through to the end of their career and everything in the middle. And that's what is so exciting about our career pathway, is that it's going to cater for all those different areas and for physios at different stages of their professional life.
The career pathway will continue to develop into a better way of recognising, credentialing and also training physiotherapists and providing all physiotherapists with ongoing education that starts as a graduate and continues on at specialist or post-specialist level.
So the new career pathway has probably two major components, the competence framework and the education framework. The competencies are set at four milestone levels, so people can progress through them, or they can enter at any point, just be assessed, their expertise is there, or they can bring something like a higher degree and say, this is what I've done, this is what I've been assessed, and it can be recognised. The second component is the education framework, which is the curriculum, which has the learning outcomes, the teaching and learning, and the assessment. And it's the assessment that is the new component that people will have to get used to. Obviously, there needs to be new governance, there'll be policies and procedures, and there'll be resources and supports. The rewards will be, we'll have industry recognised standards that the profession has set, but they'll be externally recognised. We'll be able to have national frameworks in many areas of physiotherapy, which previously we haven't had the competencies to do. And really, we're setting the international benchmarks in this area. So it has the potential to do a lot. Physios will be individually able to negotiate, because they'll say, I've been assessed doing this. It's not PD that I've gone to. I've been assessed. It also will enable the professional body to negotiate with third-party providers.
I can see it's useful for the physiotherapy profession to provide an overall structure so people know where they could be headed with their career. And it's also useful for those people providing the professional development themselves so they can see where their professional development fits in to an overall structure.
You'll be able to use the pathway in any way you want. You can still engage with professional development and not be assessed. You can go to titling if you want to do. You could become a specialist if you want to do, if you want to enter the college program. You can do your education in the higher education sector, and if you want, take assessment and still be recognised. So it's bringing together a lot of different avenues of education, and you choose what you want.
For us, it's about bringing all of those partners together, so the university system, the profession as the APA, and other education providers, so that we're not working in silos, we're actually coordinating offerings for physios in terms of their education and their career pathway. That's what's really exciting about this. We haven't done this in Australia before.
I think it's a great opportunity and a great progression that the APA is making in this direction. I think it will be very helpful, and I think it's exciting to see that development.
We're lucky as physios that we're thought of as industry leaders in healthcare. So I think that the biggest challenge is for us to stay there as other professions develop and become bigger, especially as the exercise and wellness space develops as well. I think we always need to be one step ahead.
Education and training and lifelong learning, reflective practice, is just fundamental to success as a clinician. Anyone who thinks they know it all, they've lost it. They've lost it because things change rapidly, and you know it's fundamental to your success as a clinician to keep abreast of your learning.
The critical outcomes for us will be a really, really skilled workforce that has a really clear career path no matter which area you work in, and a workforce that feels really supported at whatever stage of that career pathway they're on. That for us is the ultimate outcome, because that will lead to better patient outcomes.
The future is bright for physiotherapists because we have very talented, skilled, knowledgeable people entering as to wanting to be physios, and we have equally talented people driving the future, seeking how we can better meet patient needs, how we can be more effective in what we deliver. So it's bright. I think we just need to embrace it. And we have to look broadly, not through the traditional pathways of education, but look at what other skill sets do we need beside the core physio skills to be the practitioner of the future.